Following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio, and today's program is Fibber McGee and Molly mailing Christmas packages.
The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with Crazy Rhythm. Your Christmas packages early is a great idea for two reasons. One, it gets them off your mind. And two, the recipient has time to look his gift over and change yours for something cheaper. So here at 79 Wistful Vista, about to depart for the post office with arms full of packages, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Wait a minute, dearie. Let's be sure we got everything.
Okay.
Here's the one for Aunt Bess.
Yeah.
One for Uncle Dennis. We don't have to mail that. He'll be with us over Christmas.
He's going to be with us here for Christmas?
Sure.
Oh, happy Yuletide.
McGee, don't be like that. Where's your Christmas spirit?
I had it up on my closet shelf, and Uncle Dennis found it, and he...
McGee! That's enough of that.
Yeah. Would have been enough for me, but that guy is so thirsty.
Please! Please, let's not discuss Uncle Dennis anymore.
Okay. Hey, why don't we go down to the post office after supper instead of now? Might be less of a crowd down there.
I don't know if they're open that late.
Oh, I'll call. See, hand me that phone. Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me the post office. Oh, is that you, Mert?
Yeah.
How's everything, Mert? It is, eh? What's say, Mert? Your 17-year-old sister. Had her face lifted.
Oh, heavenly days. What'd she do that for?
She couldn't help it. She bought a false face for a New Year's party and somebody swiped it. What's say, Mert? Yeah. Yes, it laid there. What's say? Oh, the post office don't answer, eh? Okay, never mind, Mert. Well, come on, Molly. I guess we better go on down there now.
All right. You got enough money with you for stamps?
Oh, I don't need any. I got an account with the government. Income tax, FHA, H-O-L-C.
Oh, dear. Come in.
Hey, Mr. McGee.
Huh?
Come over to my house right away, will you?
What's the matter now?
My brother was rehearsing his Santa Claus act, and he got a horn caught in his pants.
Why, he's too old to be playing with toys like that.
It ain't one of the toys. It's one of the reindeer. Hurry, will you?
Well, are you going, McGee?
Nah, he ain't the only guy who gets antlers in his pants around Christmas. Now, let's see, you take those four packages there, and I'll carry these couple. Hey, what's in this big one here?
Which one?
This one.
Oh, that.
Uh-huh.
Why, that's a new aluminum baking dish I got for Aunt Sarah.
Oh, a camisole, eh?
No, you mean casserole, dearie.
I do not. Casserole is medicine.
Go on. That's castor oil.
Well, then what's a camisole?
Well, a camisole is the... Well, it's the start of a...
Uh-huh. You see? So it is something you cook in.
Well, it could be in hot weather.
Well, anyway, I'll bet that's a good...
Oh, we'll never get to the post office if people keep coming in like this. See who it is, dearie.
Hey, it's Gildersleeve.
Oh.
With an arm full of Christmas presents and a big smile on his face.
Oh, dear.
Must be bringing us our presents.
Oh, and I haven't got his wrapped up yet.
Play
oh,
well. Come in, come in, come in.
Well, hello, Mr. Gildersleeve. How nice to see you.
Hi, Gildy, old man. You're looking well. A new suit?
Why, no, it's the same suit I always wear.
Well, it certainly looks nice. Have a chair, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Have a cigar, too.
No, thanks. I just dropped in.
How is dear Mrs. Gildersleeve?
Why, she's splendid, thank you. But the reason I came
I was just saying to Molly. Molly, I says, we got to do something nice for Gildersleeve this Christmas. He's been a mighty fine neighbor, I says.
And I says, yes, McGee, I says, he's been so nice to us, I says. Though I hope he doesn't give us anything.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way about it, Mrs. McGee, because I'm not giving you anything.
That is the same old suit you got on, ain't it? Getting pretty baggy, too, if you ask me.
Was there something you wanted, Mr. Gildersleeve? We were just leaving for the post office.
Oh, yes. McGee told me this morning you were going to the post office. I just stopped in to see if you'd mail these packages for me while you were down there.
Hey, wait a minute. Why, shucks, we already got more than we can...
And I wish you'd buy me some stamps, too, while you're at it.
Say, you might save time, Mr. Gildersleeve, to get your stamps at Kramer's drugstore.
Oh, they're too expensive down there.
What do you mean, expensive? Stamps are the same everywhere.
Yeah, I know, but I hate to go into a store and buy stamps. They don't make any profit on them.
Well, what's that got to do?
So, I usually make a few purchases to ease my conscience.
Oh, I see.
Yes. The last time I bought a 2-cent stamp in a drugstore, I came home with a hot water bottle, toy submarine, 3 rolls of film, a rental detective story, and a couple of badminton rackets, and a big gob of hot fudge on my necktie.
A guy as fat as you are has got no business eating hot fudge.
Who's fat?
Well, besides you, there's Oliver Hardy, Don Wilson, Paul Whiteman.
Ooh! You're a hard man, McGee.
Now, let's not get into any argument, boys. We'll get your stamps for you, Mr. Gildersleeve. What kind do you want?
Well, I want 2 sheets of 5s, 4 sheets of 1s, 1 sheet of 2s, and 3 sheets of 4s.
Spit out your gum and do it again, Gilbert.
Well, all right. I want 3 sheets of 2s, 2 of 3s, 4 of 5s, and 5s of 4s.
How about 6 of 1s and half a dozen of the others?
Gildersleeve, they don't make any 4-cent stamps.
Oh, yes, they do.
They do not.
They do, too.
They do not.
They do not. No!
Boy, stop fussing.
Well, if I knew as little about my own government as this big chowderhead...
Don't you call me a chowderhead, you little termite.
Gildersleeve, one of these days you're going to exonerate me too far. And I still say they don't make any 4-cent stamps.
How do you know?
Because I used to work in the post office, that's how I know.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so. Well, I started working in the post office when I was knee-high to a mailbox.
He did.
I had charge of the branch in the Savoy Hotel. Stamping at the Savoy, McGee, I was known as. Stamping at the Savoy, McGee. Slick as silk and strong as Samson. That's slamming a sack of circular single-handed on a schooner sailing to the South Seas or a streamliner scheduled to scoop to Sioux City. Celebrated as a salary-saving super salesman by selling scores of 6-cent stamps to sentimental sailors. Sending souvenirs to sweeties in Samoa, Siam, Ceylon, San Salvador, and similar scattered seaports. Smiling and singing as I stamped and sealed stuff from city to city and state to state. A solid civil servant serving citizens and scamps. Well, let's get down to the post office and buy this lug some stamps.
Oh,
four windows down, sir.
Where can I find the postal savings department?
You. Boy, these packages are getting heavy, Molly. I'll sure be glad to unload them.
Well, we won't unload them very quick, dearie.
Huh?
Look at the long lines in front of the windows.
Oh, boy. Hey, folks, you mind if we squeeze in here? We got an important engagement we'd like to get
back. Get back in the other line, you.
Who do you think you are, anyway?
Wait in line like the rest of us.
Maybe we better go to the end of the line, Molly. It's more democratic.
McGee, do you realize how many people are ahead of us in this line?
Huh?
73.
Ah, and a good thing, too. Keeps them off the streets.
McGee.
Huh?
This man standing in front of me.
Huh?
I wish he'd turn around and face the way everybody else is. He's got a blank look on his face that bothers me somehow.
I'll move aside a little. I can't see over these packages.
You see him there?
Oh, that ain't his face. Hey, bud. You got your toupee on backwards.
My goodness. Thanks, Lode.
McGee, here comes Mrs. Uppington.
Mrs. Uppington? What's she doing in a post office? Don't she know these places are infested with common people?
I see she brought her Pekingese along to lick the stamps for.
Uh-oh.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Uppington? So nice to see you.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. McGee? And Mr. McGee?
Hi, Uppy. Hi, puppy.
Good heavens, what a lot of people. Do you have to stand in line like that? Don't you know anyone in an executive position who would take care of you?
Well, me and Jim Farley was great pals, Uppy, but Jim don't work here anymore, and I don't know the new guy.
Besides, we're no better than anyone else.
I think, my dear, as the saying goes, you have something there. mailing your Christmas packages.
Oh, no. No, we just brought them down here to see if they were wrapped up as pretty as other people.
Say, while we're kicking the Ascot basket around, Abigail, what's the idea of bringing that dime-sized Doberman in here?
Yeah. Oh, you mean Fifi?
Fifi.
Isn't she sweet? Mother's little darling.
Oh, sure.
Say hello to Mr. and Mrs. McGee, Fifi.
Wonderful, ain't it, Molly? I always wondered how you said hello in Pekingese.
Oh, hasn't she a sweet little face? Such bright eyes and such animation. You know, sometimes I could almost believe she was laughing at me.
Well, if she's really intelligent, how could she help it?
She is very intelligent, Mrs. McGee. Her mother was champion Toradora, Conquistadora Brownie V of Philadelphia.
Oh. And who was her father? Or am I putting Fifi on the spot?
I knew she was either from Philadelphia or New York, Uppy. She's got that metropolitan look.
Oh.
Oh, thank you, Mr. McGee.
Don't thank him for that one. I still don't know why you should bring her into the post office, Mrs. Uppington, when everything is so busy.
Oh, well, I wanted her to mix with the crowds, Mrs. McGee,
oh,
to give her some real holiday atmosphere. This is Fifi's first Christmas, you know. Isn't it, Fifi?
She muffed that one, Uppy. She said hello again.
Well, if she did, she must have had a very good reason for it.
Oh.
Fifi is a very intelligent dog and very valuable, too. She's worth at least $2,000.
$2,000?
What do you mean, $2,000? Why, shucks, that's more than I'm worth.
Well, some dogs are worth more than others. Good night.
Dogs are worth more than others. Teddy Roosevelt slayed the Rough Riders with that one. Some dog.
Say, I wish we could get up to the window. This line hasn't moved 2 feet in a half hour.
Well, I'll take care of that. Watch me. Hey, up ahead there. Can't you move along any faster? Okay. I was just asking. Getting tired, Molly?
I certainly am. My feet are beginning to agitate for better working conditions.
Mine, too. I wish we could...
Hi, mister.
Oh, hello there, little girl. What you doing here?
I'm mailing a letter to Santa Claus, I betcha. Are you?
No, we're not.
Why?
Huh?
Hmm?
What'd you say?
When?
Never mind. What'd you ask Santa Claus in your letter?
I asked him to make the man next door not mad at me anymore because... I don't think he's going to give me anything for Christmas, I betcha.
Well, what juvenile peccadillo aroused his antipathy, sister?
Hmm? Gee, what's the matter with you?
said, what'd you do that made the man next door mad at you?
Last summer, I went in his backyard and I picked some of his permissions.
Some of his what?
Permissions. You know, it's the kind of a fruit that makes the picker pucker.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, why didn't you ask him if you could pick them?
Well, I was afraid he wouldn't give his persimmon.
You mean his permission?
No, I picked his permissions.
Look, sis, you don't pick permissions. You give persimmons. You persnip. Let's start over again and make it pears.
All righty. Grizzly pears or teddy pears?
So you're mailing a letter to Santa Claus, are you?
Sure. Yeah. You see, here it is.
Oh, say, that's pretty good handwriting, sis.
I know it.
Don't tell me you wrote that.
No, my papa wrote it. I always ask him to write my Santa Claus letter.
That's a very good idea.
Sure it is, I bet you. All us kids do that because our papas all believe in Santa Claus.
Oh, they do, eh?
Sure. So why should we tell them any different if it makes them happy?
What makes this whole line of people give that sudden jerk every few minutes?
Why, don't you know?
No.
That seventh man up ahead has got the hiccups.